This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. The move to refer Iran and its nuclear program to the United Nations Security Council is gaining momentum. Today, the British Foreign Office announced that the UK, Germany, and France will call for an emergency meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA will get together early next month to discuss what action to take against Iran. The government in Tehran removed UN seals from its main uranium enrichment facility last week, and the U.S. has been pushing for the matter to be taken to the Security Council, where Iran could face sanctions. Representatives from the U.S., the EU, Russia, and China held strategy talks today in London, and we have a report from NPR's Rob Gifford.
Pressure for today's meeting to push towards referring Iran to the UN Security Council came from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Visiting West Africa, she said Iran had crossed the threshold with its recent actions and that the world must act fast to refer Tehran to the UN. In London, US negotiators were no doubt trying to twist Chinese and Russian arms to persuade them that was the way forward. President Putin of Russia hinted today Moscow's likely support by calling Russia's position very close to the EU and the US. China has so far not commented. Iran has insisted that it will only use nuclear technology for peaceful means. But speaking in London before today's discussions, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said that was in serious doubt.
The onus is on Iran to act to give the international community confidence that its nuclear program has exclusively peaceful purposes. Confidence, I'm afraid, that has been sorely undermined by its history of concealment and deception.
Today's decision in London is to begin drafting a resolution calling for an emergency meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency on February 2nd and 3rd. A vote on referring Iran to the UN could then be held. But analysts warn that even then it would be difficult for the UN to impose any sanctions with real bite. The US has had no real commercial interest in Iran since the revolution in 1979, but many other countries do, including the Chinese and the Russians. Ali Ansari is an Iran expert at St Andrews University in Scotland. He says getting the issue to the Security Council would still only be a start.
But really, if it's going to have any bite to it at all, the Europeans and the Americans, for that matter, are going to have to think very creatively and very imaginatively about how they can impose a series of perhaps punitive measures which will have an impact, because the alternative is that it's toothless, that it has no impact whatsoever, and that, of course, Iran comes away essentially scot-free.
Iran's economy minister made clear yesterday that he believes Tehran holds a few trump cards. He told Iranian state radio that any possible sanctions from the West could possibly, as he put it, raise oil prices beyond levels the West expects. That's a big concern for Western industrial nations. Iran is the world's fourth largest oil producer. Another major oil producer and regional power, Saudi Arabia, has said it hopes Iran will not go down the route of seeking atomic weapons. However, the Saudi foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, pointed out today what many countries in the Middle East feel are the double standards the West applies in failing to act against Israel's nuclear arsenal.
I think the West allowing Israel to establish its nuclear capability has done the damage that we're all suffering from now. There are other countries that now are perhaps pursuing the same road.
President Ahmadinejad of Iran has not helped his case with the US and the EU. In the past, he has claimed the Nazi slaughter of 6 million European Jews is a myth and said that Israel should be wiped off the map. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.